You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dexter After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dexter After Show.
Woo! We are back. Bing's for doing, and here we are doing another episode of Dexter for AfterBuzz TV, Season 7, Episode 7, Chemistry. I am your host, Sean Overman, and I am joined by my awesome co-host, and we're very lively tonight, unlike most of Dexter's victims.
Hi, I'm JJ Juergens.
I'm Stephen Lemieux.
And I'm Anna Koppel. And we are super lively. For those of you who can't see, we're having like an AfterBuzz fiesta in here. Does anybody know why? Can somebody explain that to me?
I do not know why.
Our fearless leader Phil's birthday yesterday.
Yes. Well, Phil, happy birthday to you.
We locked him in the studio, gave him confetti, and this is what happened.
We have so much to talk about tonight. You know, this season has been a great season for Dexter. Some people disagree. Some of our fans on like our YouTube channel disagree. But you know what? We're going to talk about that later on. We have a lot of stuff to talk about regarding Hannah and Dex and what's going on with them, and it's turning out to be pretty juicy. Price
and the price you pay.
Stuff gets juicy with him, and then it gets cut off. This is filled with spoilers, so Martin, cue that spoiler alert sound. Yeah, the spoiler alerts. Anyway,
spoiler alert. This,
I get so mad that it's spoiler alert.
Honestly.
Alert.
Okay, that's
And Martin, I'm so sorry that you're gonna have to hear all this stuff, but
that's all right.
I would definitely recommend watching at least last episode and this episode before listening to this podcast.
Seriously,
because this is, I mean, it's like, what was his name, Lewis?
Lewis, yeah.
It's like the same thing like with Lewis. Kind of you didn't want to watch that episode without seeing the episode. Yeah, you
yeah,
want to
yeah,
to
absolutely. And then you know we'll wrap up and we'll talk about all the side plots that are going on aside from Hannah and Hannah and Dex. We'll talk about Isaac. We'll talk about Quinn, Bautista, and we forgot to put Deb and Dex up there. We should talk about them as well.
Deb played a fairly small role in this episode. Honestly,
she did, but I think it's pretty important. You know, it's,
well, of course, it's still important to touch on Deb. Yeah,
very important.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start talking about Hannah McKay and They Awake on the Table.
Can I just put a vote in for cutest couple of 2012?
Cutest serial killer couple.
Yes.
What did you guys think about that?
I just got to say, it's what we wanted, what we talked about.
Yes.
At least, like I said, the prediction, like they're gonna do a kill together. They're going to somehow team up. And we knew she was going to be around for a while. So you know, I thought it was great to see them.
I did not. I don't watch like mainstream television, like NBC and stuff, ABC. And I didn't know that Yvonne Strayovsky was this big of an actress. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had known she's from Chuck. And if I had known this previously, I would not have said she's going to die this episode.
Yeah, that's why I didn't think she was going to die either, because I knew that and I knew her from Chuck. And then I also knew that she was all over Comic-Con. So I was like, you know, you just don't do that if someone's going to be just around for like two episodes.
Yvonne Strayovsky, what I didn't know about, which I kick myself for not knowing this, and I must have known it subconsciously, I'm a gamer, and Mass Effect 3 is an amazing game.
She does the voice for one character.
She does the voice, and the whole character face and body was completely modeled after her.
Oh.
And I was like, subconsciously, I must have been like, wow, she is so hot. Where have I seen her before? That's where it is. And
that's where it ends, because the girls here do not know
We're like,
illusion.
You game nerd.
Yeah.
The energy in this room just went like...
Yeah.
Deal
like,
with it.
Yeah.
Deal with
nerd
it.
Nerd alert!
Gamer.
You finally got to use that, Martin. Unmute yourself if you talk to
us. Good timing, Martin.
Anyway, so they wake up on the table, and she threatens him with a knife, and then they have another round, and it's very exhilarating. It's very titillating. It's sexy. I enjoyed the scene.
I don't know. I feel like Dexter's gotten so sloppy. So sloppy, and I don't know why he's feeling the need to tell everybody, like, I kill people, only bad people. Like,
so many people have found out this season.
Right, yeah. You don't need to, listen, maybe just tell her that you were gonna kill her or whatever. It was like a weird rape fantasy for you. She doesn't need to know. That you're a serial killer. It's just sloppy.
Yeah, you know who agrees with you on our YouTube channel? On our last video we had posted from last week, Schmitterin.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's one of our Munich watchers or one of our Germany watchers. So this guy, he said Dexter has been so sloppy for a long time. Anyway, he agrees with us. This episode, he was so sloppy. You know, he's fighting three fronts this episode. He's fighting Isaac, he's fighting Price, and he's fighting Hannah. And then he's kind of dealing with the butcher stuff on the side that LaGuardia's, investigating, too.
And
it's four
Deb,
stuff.
And Deb.
Four things on the side. Jesus.
This is, how many seasons could they have drawn this out into if they weren't planning on ending it next one?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Exactly.
I kind of like that they're packing a lot into it because otherwise, with last season, it was kind of losing some of its luster with how slow it was moving. And then the end wasn't even, if Deb didn't find out about Dexter at the end of last season, I wouldn't.
You probably wouldn't have tuned in.
I would not have been as interested in this season. Honestly, I would not have been as interested in this. But this season has been so far above my expectations, and I'm so glad that they've brought it back. Even having this relationship with Hannah. Mm. You got me on that now, Hannah. They already have, those little one-liners. They're just like, man, they're just, so good together. Like, when they're driving in the car and the Hell's Angel guy cuts them off and Dexter's just like, he picked the wrong car. I'm just like, yeah, because you have two people who will easily just pull you out and kill you right there.
Him. Yeah.
Seriously.
No, I agree with you. I'm really excited that we're finally back to where you can't, the episode ends and you're like, no, you want more, It's building up to that, how it used to be. And, I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, I love it too. The whole, we see Price, he sees Dex drop off Hannah. After that whole awkward car ride, Dex has to deal with this guy still. And he's grilling him. He sees him. But Dex is playing it off well. He's pretending to be that lab geek, and that's all he is. He's not someone who's more important than that. So that was pretty interesting.
Like, he just got seduced by a cute face, and that's why he covered up the lab work.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the way he gets him off his case, at least for that moment, is he says that, I have Randall's last words. I know what they were. So, it buys him some time. And that was good. And
he's a smart cookie.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm,
been so, doing this for a while.
Yeah, and he eventually starts to investigate Price now, and he starts looking up dirt on him too, and he's trying to connect him to these some previous murders, right, that he wrote about. Mm-hmm. So, do you guys think that Price was actually a killer as well?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes. I think that I don't know if they said a line about it, but I believe the book that they were showing was probably his first big out book. Like his big purse publishing, and it only sold well because he knew so many details about the murder. Well, it's unsolved. Well, he did it. Of course he's going to know the details about the murder. Dexter wasn't threatening to frame him. What Dexter said was that he was going to use the DNA because David Price wasn't even a suspect. So they didn't have his DNA to match up to the DNA that they found at the crime scene. So Dexter only just broke into his house, took the DNA, sent it as an anonymous source, and it would have matched with the crime scene. Automatically, David Price would have been lead suspect, and the unsolved murder would have been solved.
And while he's at his house, his computer is unlocked again.
Yeah, what?
How convenient.
God.
Yeah. But it wouldn't go anywhere if his computer wasn't unlocked, right?
Yeah, and Dexter probably would have just used some of his Lewis skills or something. I don't know.
Maybe, but I thought it was funny. He deletes the files, right?
Yeah.
But if cops really wanted to investigate that stuff, they can use digital forensics and really pull that stuff out of there. Because once you delete something, it's not really deleted. Yeah, it's not like paper that you burn. You
have to delete it. You have to reformat the hard drive. Then you have to run it through several worming programs just to get... Yeah,
exactly. But a digital forensics team for a police department could easily pull that stuff out, or the FBI.
Heartbeat.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let's move on to Hannah somehow killing Price. And we were so surprised by that, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was really quick. I didn't think he would die this episode. I thought he would continue into the next couple, at least.
Yeah, so. Especially once Dexter thought he had killed that. And he became a murder suspect. I thought for sure this was going to become like a cat and mouse game between the two of them. So,
but I kind of thought we would see him at the end, on the table at the end of this episode, once he discovered that he was a killer. So I was kind of expecting to see him in Dexter's kill room.
We're seeing a lot of small story arcs that end with Dexter being really close to the person dying, and I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to end Hannah, if it's going to have Dexter kind of close to where she ends, because we had Lewis. Lewis kind of, we had so many predictions for Lewis. We didn't know it was going to happen, and they just kind of finished him. He was just kind of like, done. Lewis is done, shot through the head, sent out to sea, per se. And then now we have Price, who has an interesting story arc, but he only, was it 2 episodes ago?
I think it was just
was it just last
the
episode?
Second yeah. Episode.
So I mean, it was we even like we read about it three weeks ago. Like
thanks to Anna.
Yes, Anna. Mm-hmm. Anna found the research on that about the episode. Big spoiler or whatever. Not now, but we kind of expected his arc to build a little bit as him being more of a antagonist, and bam, he's dead.
Yep, like that.
And a lot in Dexter's apartment. Like you have Isaac's going into Dexter's apartment. Freaking Lewis is going into Dexter's apartment. Now I have this guy dead in Dexter's apartment.
This time he was invited in, though.
Yes, he was invited in this time. But I just feel like danger is looming at his doorstep on every freaking turn. I'm wondering what's going to happen with Hannah that's going to just set him down there.
Well,
I don't know how to finish that sentence.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how we can finish it. Go ahead and check out iTunes.
Do it.
and download our podcast. You know, give us a 5-star rating. And it only takes a minute. You know, tell a friend. It just takes a quick second. And you say, hey, AfterBuzzTV.com. You know, they do these podcasts and these after shows for all your favorite shows. I love Dexter. I love listening to AfterBuzzTV's Dexter podcast.
Yeah, this is super liminal messaging here. Yeah. Subscribe. Tell a friend.
Yes.
Download.
I'm sorry for please, for you.
Well, I was gonna talk about some after blogs real quick.
Okay, I just have one thing to say about iTunes. We had a lovely fan. I'm so sorry I don't know her name, but she said that she's a hairstylist and that tells all of her clients and friends to listen to us. So thank you for that.
Actually, it is Brian East 13th Street.
Yes, thank you.
It's a he.
It's a he, I guess.
it's
yes, Brian, you're awesome. Thanks for
it's our podcast, because he's part of our podcast, because he's a fan, and it's the Royal Hour, right?
Yes,
I
saw that. That was really good.
That's how we do it.
So, Brian East 13th Street, thank you very much for commenting us on our podcast on iTunes.
So, thank you for that. And other AfterBuzzers, you can take a tip from Brian and read that, see how he does it.
And we had a bunch of other people, you know, still, like, I talked about that last, Schmitterden, who commented on our YouTube channel. We actually also had Violin, that's someone who's commented us before, and she said, Deb was obviously jealous when she found out about Lumen. It was painful to watch. Mm-hmm. I feel she's going to be a problem when she finds out about Hannah. Do you think Dexter will have to choose between Deb and Hannah by the end of the season? I just wonder. And I responded to that, and I feel like, you know, Deb's absolutely going to have to choose. And now that we found out that he is in love with her, which I didn't expect for him to say in his internal monologues, this is a crazy like turn of events. It feels
what's
like.
Love to Dexter.
Well,
though.
I think also we saw the trailer from next week where she says, you know, you pick the worst way ever to hurt me. So I kind of feel like
I think she's overreacting though.
Yes, agreed.
I mean, Deb's kind of a bitch.
She's been
don't start with me. I love Deb. Bring it.
She's been so sensitive recently. Of course.
Oh, okay. Because if your sister was a serial killer, you'd be like, oh, that's cool. Like, she has every right to be a little like freaked this point in life right
she's
now.
She's letting her incestuous feelings get between her relationship with Dexter. Just because,
well, they're
just
not real brother and sister, so it's fine.
Doesn't matter.
She's had a lot to deal with over her course of the last seven seasons.
She went for, like, 2 drinks with this guy.
Yeah.
It's not the worst way he could hurt her. And since when is she the mob boss? Like,
yeah,
putting kills out on
her? Oh, I wasn't thinking of that the worst way. I was thinking, I was referring to him being with Hannah.
Well, that's part of it, though.
Yeah, it's like, he's with the woman who killed, who she knows killed the guy she was with. But I guess how long did
No, I didn't take it that she's mad that they killed Price. I took it as like she was hurt that
she's pissed they killed Price.
He's in love with, he is opening up to another person and it wasn't her and she's left out in the cold again.
I don't know, but
could be wrong. This is just a trailer, so Sean, you could read a lot into it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. If you had a choice, Sean, Deb or Hannah?
Oh, absolutely, Hannah. But
yep.
But you know what, Deb? We were talking about this in the room with one of our after buzzers, Thaddeus, and he was saying that Deb is kind of like a butterface. And I disagree with him. I think Deb's attractive, but when she was younger, she was a lot less attractive, I must admit. Like in the Possession of Emily Rose, remember when Jennifer Carpenter was in that movie? It was a while ago. It was probably almost 10 years ago when she was like, I think that was like her like breakout role. That was like her first like role that she was starring in a film, and she was like possessed in the movie pretty much. Anyway, the mere exposure effect, her command presence now, and she just is so, she's attractive to me now, you know, I like her.
So she was not attractive in the role where she was possessed.
No, she was not.
By a demon or the devil.
Well, I completely disagree with you guys. I think she's hot. So I think I love her. She's probably one of my most favorite characters on TV. I love her mouth. I love her attitude. And I just love the way she handles herself. So
the mouth, you mean the potty mouth?
I love
she's
the
got?
Potty mouth. I love the F-bombs. I love the attitude. I enjoy it.
I love the line tonight. Sometimes my job really fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot.
That's good stuff. I like those. Yeah, well, we might as well do favorite quotes now.
All right, bring them out.
He's not going to be able to pick the crust out of his eye without us knowing. That's from Deb, regarding Isaac.
Uh-huh.
And I got another one coming up. Anybody else feel free to chime in. Why am I walking away from this? Because when some chemicals mix, they combust and explode.
Yeah.
And that's Dexter regarding Hannah.
I have two of them. One of them took me forever to write down. I'm the kind of person who straps him to a table, puts a bag over his head, and beats him over the head with a fire extinguisher, and is tempted to do the same to you.
Ooh, that was a good one. I loved that line. And
his reaction.
And Isaac's reaction was just priceless when that happened.
It was like he wanted to light Dexter on fire, put him out, and light him on fire again. That is his reaction to that sentence.
At that moment.
I have two different attitude ones. One was from Hannah, who says, "Sometimes life has to be taken. Survival of the fittest." It's like just pretty cut and dry. Like, I kill
so
people.
So I guess you're the kill fittest.
Kill people. It's all right, yeah. And then I also liked, I like Dex trying to have his love thoughts where he's like, not only can I not kill her, I can't stay away from her. He's like, is this love? Am I even capable of this?
Oh, I had that quote down too. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Anything from you, Anna?
No, I don't write down full quotes. I write down half quotes to like remind me to bring up that, but I don't write down full quotes.
Oh, very well.
I apologize.
I got one more.
Go ahead, Stephen.
It's what Hannah said to Deb in the interrogation. Trust those who seek the truth, doubt those who think they found it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, you know what? That actually reminded me of how police, during their interrogations, they can absolutely lie. And yeah. that's what Deb was doing. You know, she was trying to bluff Hannah out and make her reveal some information. And that's a tactic that police use all the time. I like seeing it done. It was pretty interesting this episode, too.
Dog clap.
I had one last one, too. It was another from Hannah. And she said, I'm pretty sure, she said, we were looking out for each other. That's big for people like us. Maybe even historic.
Yeah.
I think it was her. Was it nice. Her Dex? It's her, I believe.
So let's go ahead and talk about, we talked about Price pretty much. He's wrapped up, you know, but.
But
yeah, actually not really wrapped up. Dexter didn't wrap him. Well, the coroners did.
Yeah, he's still wrapped up in a bag, buddy.
He's sealed in a bag.
But we didn't talk about the interaction between Hannah and Dexter around Price, which I kind of want to go into a bit, because that is kind of corresponds with JJ's line that she just said about we looked out for each other. It's big about us. And Dexter, of course, says that he'll give him his last words for the exchange for Dexter to not lose his job and not be on the record for being the guy who fudged the blood analysis to cover for his girl. But then Hannah, he goes right across to Hannah at the flower place.
Yeah, and he gives her the intel.
He gives her the intel, and she she will remember. She won't talk to Dex. She won't talk to anyone. Even when Dexter is at the trunk of that car and a few episodes back, telling her that he knows he's a killer or she's a killer, she denies everything. But then when he mentions that it's Dexter and he knows about her and Dexter, she's like, okay, I'll talk.
Yeah.
That was a big thing for me, because she's such a closed up person that when she'll pull that out and be like, oh, it's for Dexter, she changed her tune. And I think, of course, she saw that possibility. Oh, yeah, come over to my place at 7 and I can kill you.
It was a nice trap. Venus flytrap action going on. She offered him something sweet. Ooh. And the fly came right in and she closed up.
I have a question about that, actually. She wanted to make sure, like, Dexter Morgan is not to be brought up, and we don't speak about him at all. The recorder goes. Now Deb has that recorder, that recording. Can she do anything with that?
But what other recordings are on that? I just thought about that. If he had personal notes on there,
would he say something about Dexter?
Most definitely he would. But I'm sure...
It might be brought up in the following episodes.
That is an Anna Koppel epiphany going down on this AfterBuzz TV podcast.
Very cool.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that.
Thank you for not being here last time, because you were able to think outside the box.
You're welcome. I had a fever. It was all for you.
I got a fever. And the only cure is hearing more podcasts. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Done.
Okay.
So Isaac Serco, that guy, that badass, he's getting out of jail this time. And, of course, it's all due to Quinn messing with the evidence and having it go missing.
Yeah, and I still cannot believe... God damn it, Quinn.
Yeah, seriously.
Can we just have a moment of God damn it, Quinn?
No.
He's the worst. Yeah. He's the worst.
He's terrible.
JJ is probably more disappointed than anybody else.
I've already, the last couple of weeks went off on him. I'll let you guys do it this time. But yeah, I'm just so stupid. Like, I'm not buying this at all. Like, he would not make this dumb of errors.
It's like
at that level.
Yeah, it's like the first thing George says to him after he says... Give me your passports. We got you now. It's like, yeah, they have you now. Like, it's two-bladed knife, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like he really thinks, okay, yeah, I'll get rid of the evidence, and they're going to be like, okay, great, thanks. It's been, like, that's it.
It's been real, man.
There's no way. Come on. Did we not watch any movie ever? That's not how it happens.
What kind of a dirty cop is Quinn? Does he not know this is going to happen to him?
They didn't spend enough time, in my opinion, making this relationship with Nadia believable.
Completely agree.
So, because it's a stripper. She's a stripper that he's doing. You know, listen, Quinn, there are other strippers in other clubs.
Yeah.
And so I am just not buying that he's doing this for Nadia. Something doesn't wash
here. She must be really good at something.
That was my complete problem with it last week, I said, too. I said, I don't think they developed it enough to really make me feel like why he would sacrifice his career and all, everything for this woman, because I don't feel the connection. Like, she's just a stripper, but yet, like you said, you could replace her with any other stripper in that club, which you can't. You can't replace Hannah. Like, you definitely see the connection with Dex and why he's drawn to do things for her. But with Nadia, no. No, she could go, anyway.
It feels to me like...
don't comment, pervert. But yeah.
If I could...
You're done.
I want to agree with you, and I'll say that their relationship feels just as cheap as Quinn's haircut. It's so awful.
I like his hair.
He's got his Supercuts haircut and his spray-on tan.
And with his $10,000, he could easily afford more.
What you were going to say about that $10,000.
Okay, I'll say that in just a moment, all right?
Say now.
No, I want to disagree with you for one second.
Regarding the haircut?
No, regarding him and Nadia. All right, Quinn has always been an overly attached person. From day one, when he entered the first episode he was in, from then, like, as soon as they started relationships with Quinn, he was always, like, in it for the win it from the get-go. His relationship with Nadia, yeah, it's fast-moving. I understand they probably need to get that out of the way just because it's, of course, there's only one more season left. But at the same time, she makes him feel like a good detective because she's the one who he got to talk and gave him the break in the Isaac Serco case and that crap at the bar, at the strip club. She talked. And he's like, oh, she's so brave. She talked to me. She must be a good person. So now Quinn's trying to hold on to his feeling like a good person by staying with her, who he thinks is a good person. So it's kind of like it's a very morbid and messed up relationship.
Yeah, it's a hubris, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand how it makes sense. It's just they are moving it fast just because they have to. And I'll let it slide on that. Like, that's not something I'm going to really criticize him too much for, because I really don't want to see all the background of Quinn and some stripper.
And that's why he's going to die this season.
Yeah, that's why he's going to die this season. Duh. But you were saying about the 10th... did you want to say something?
Well, I'm, you know, we could talk about this all night, yeah. I guess.
But, go ahead.
But that's what we do here. But stealing evidence makes him a bad person. That can't make him feel like a good person.
I know, but he justifies it. He justifies it by using the evidence to save a good person.
Dexter steals evidence all the time.
No. But exactly. But to Steven's point that staying with Nadia makes him feel like a good person. But I'm saying, especially in a case like this, where there's so many bad people involved,
everything's cut and dry with him. He thinks, I steal this evidence. Okay, he doesn't know that Isaac's after anyone. He doesn't think that Isaac's anything except some leader of some criminal organization. He doesn't think Isaac's after Dexter. He doesn't think Isaac killed Anderson. All he thinks is that Isaac's just some guy who killed two gangsters. And that's how they phrased it to him. That's why he did the evidence thing. He kind of justified it with, he is just letting someone free who probably would have gotten free anyway in a few years to save the life of the person he cares about, who he justifies as a good person.
Quinn is seriously an idiot, and, like, I don't know how he's made it at two detective, let alone stayed on the force this long.
No, I think I would have liked to have seen, like I said, I think from our first podcast this season, is both Quinn and Deb make stupid decisions, but I think they were both really good when they were together. Like, I did buy that Quinn really liked Deb. Like, I think that's the one time that, like, yeah, I bought his feelings for that relationship. I didn't feel like it was just, like, out of the blue. I think I really would have liked maybe for them both to redeem themselves after all their dumb decisions and to, like, somehow work out their relationship.
You know, I feel like she was a stronger person than every other relationship he's been in on this show, and she kept him in check, and that's why their relationship worked.
It was interesting.
Nadia's somewhat of a rebound,
but same with, like, I don't care about Deb with Price. I wasn't interested in him, like, meh, you know. So I don't know. I would have liked to have seen that.
Yeah, he was irritating. I'm
glad
that he
was.
Him.
Me too.
Honestly, he was.
But so they find out the evidence missing. They find out that the blood is gone. And, of course, everyone's pissed off. And, of course, LaGuerta pulls her political bullcrap. Oh, this is all going to fall on you, Deb. Blah, 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 blah. This, we got to find something.
Which didn't seem like it really went anywhere.
Yeah, anyway. It was just kind of like they added in for...
just to have an interaction
dramatic
between...
dramatic effect.
Exactly. Yeah. And then...
Batista questioned Quinn, though, at the scene.
Yeah.
And he's like, just doing... he's like, I know you're no Boy Scout, but you wouldn't do something like this.
Wouldn't do something this stupid, yeah.
And
that really got to Quinn.
Yeah, and
he pulled it off pretty well acting.
Yeah,
in that
I like the acting.
Yeah. How did okay, but in this moment, how does Batista believe him? Like, he has this history. He was a disaster last season. And,
yeah, serious.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Both of them were.
That's true, but I don't know that somebody makes that quick of a recovery. And
you got to trust the person you're with, though.
I think that's a very good point.
It's a partner.
I mean, I understand that, but, like,
he's your partner.
If he's your partner, you got to trust him. If there's any lack of trust, then, I mean, you're not going to be able to perform well.
Yeah, I don't know. But if somebody's like, oh, there's a mole among us, it's one of us in here, and you know his history, I think you might dig a little deeper. Like, what
I don't
Anna
think,
is saying,
I don't think Batista knows his. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, you're fine.
I don't think Batista knows his history with George.
No, but he
no,
does.
I mean, he knows his, yeah.
Well, he knows he's an
his
F
history
up,
of,
but he doesn't know he's a dirty
to.
Cop. Batista does not know that Quinn is a dirty cop. As far as I know,
I think I agree with you there.
Yeah, I don't think Batista knows he's a dirty cop. I think he knows he's an F up, but he's not a dirty cop. He doesn't think he's accepted bribes in the past. He thinks he's just, he got turned down in marriage. Like, S happens. Like, happens. And you think he's still kind of, like, coming up from that. Batista's kind of, after they had that drink in the, was it the first or second episode, they were kind of set again. And I think Batista's eyes, Quinn's kind of coming up from that. And then the whole scene after that, I mean, it's like of course it seems like that. But when somebody says to your face, and he's your partner, it's not me, I mean, what do you want Batista to do? Like, keep pushing? You would have gone nowhere.
Steven, you made a really good observation later on when Quinn, he's feeling guilty, and he writes that $10,000 check and he gives it to Batista. What do you think the repercussions are going to be of that happening?
The whole time they were doing that scene, I was shaking my head and just sad, because seeing that makes me think they're setting up Batista for failure, and I feel like they're going to totally screw Batista over in the next few episodes. And I like Batista. You know I like Batista.
Yeah.
And I actually talked to a few people who said that they hope Batista dies this season.
Aww.
Oh, no.
They said
no way.
They said, yeah,
that cannot happen.
I agree, but they said that he's kind of outlived his usefulness. And looking at it, I kind of can agree, but I would really like to see him be one of the few that outlives his usefulness and then kind of like, just
retires
gets put,
into happiness. Yeah.
I don't want to see Batista saying I was only one day from retirement. That's not going to fly with me in Dexter, okay? That's too cliche. But seeing Quinn give him that check for $10,000, I'm just thinking, okay, great. So Quinn gets $10,000 from these assholes. And now...
And the electronic trail is going to lead them to Batista.
Yeah, because that's all cash. But now Quinn's going to randomly have $10,000. Now Batista's going to get $10,000 from Quinn. So... either
it's a big mess.
It can go two ways. It can go, they find the electric trail to Batista and they'll be like, so what's this $10,000 for? Or they're going to find it from Quinn's account and then trace it back to Quinn and see that Quinn was in the evidence locker that day and trace it back to Quinn and get his ass done. So hopefully it's the latter.
But I think either way, I agree with your original point that it's going to fall on Batista because
it's dirty money.
It's dirty money, and I, you know, obviously Quinn gave him the money because he's feeling guilty. He's not doing. It's like, hey, I really believe in you, because he's a terrible person. But but I think that anybody else is going to see what's going on, see that Batista has $10,000 from his partner, and be like, look, he's your partner. You obviously knew about this, and you have a cut of it. You know, he gave you $10,000. So I think
they don't really know how much he got.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it could have been $20,000. He could have had half.
It's so messed up the way he convinced him to take it, too. When you know the backstory and what Quinn's saying to Batista, it's like, no, man, you know the inheritance I got. And, you know, I still had some left over that, and it's for family, and your family.
You know, and for the past seasons, they've alluded to that inheritance that he got.
Yeah.
It might have been dirty money all along.
Exactly.
Even Deb brought it up with him when they were together. Do you guys remember that? When they were still living together and he bought like a new car or whatever it was. I don't even remember what kind of car it was because they don't show it anymore.
Well, I mean, but how was he paying for that private detective to use on Dexter? It's like, it's the same money. It's just...
I think it's going to come back on Quinn. I don't think it's going to be on Batista.
I hope so.
It'll probably be on Batista just for us, you know, a little bit, just enough to put some heat on him, and then they'll find out it's Quinn because the money came from Quinn, obviously. It's an electronic trail.
Random question. Would you eat at Batista's restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, that'd be great.
Aren't there video cameras in the evidence lockers?
I know.
Yeah, you would think there would be.
This is something we need previous Steve for.
But you know what? It was particularly dark in that evidence locker room, so I don't think you could have saw anything.
I agree. I don't feel like it could be that easy to just really go into the evidence locker and take it and hide it.
If you're a cop, But I mean, he's a detective. I mean, you're held to a higher standard as a detective. And
you're going to have cameras. You're going to have cameras for anybody that
think,
comes
somewhere. Right? God, I don't like Quinn. I don't like Quinn at this point.
I don't like him. I just don't like him.
So,
well... You don't like Quinn. I like the AfterBuzz TV fall schedule lineup. And it's great. I'm telling you, we have so many great shows that are going on. You know, there's Sons of Anarchy that we covered. There's Walking Dead that's going on right now. Doctor Who. And you girls are covering some shows, too. And so is Steven. Go ahead and mention your shows, JJ.
Nashville on Wednesday nights.
Ooh, Nashville.
A lot of fun.
I'm Revenge tonight and New Normal Tuesday nights.
Oh, yeah. And Revenge is a hot show.
Yeah,
my buddy watches that with his wife.
Well.
Foreboding.
Yeah, the way you said that, I'm
not
sure.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Okay. Steven, what do you got?
That's like, my buddy watches that with his girlfriend, 16 and pregnant. No, I do Dexter, of course, on Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific time. I also do American Horror Story on Thursdays on 7 p.m. Pacific time. I'm always the early one here, and then you'll catch my voice randomly throughout the day doing engineering shows. You can catch me on Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, usually because I love that show, and I love the hosts for that show are awesome, and you should definitely check that out. I love plugging that show. It's amazing.
Here's our point, is that if it's on TV, we probably have an after show for it.
Probably.
Almost certainly. If we don't have an after show for it, by the way, you can let us know, and we can look into
create
that.
One.
So we can. That's it's doable.
And if...
Please.
If you're a big fan of AfterBuzz TV, we are starting a new lineup of after blogs. And we have these great things. We have amazing writers doing these blogs. And we have one for Homeland. We have one for Once Upon a Time. And we have a really good one. I don't know for the other ones, but I've read some from the Boardwalk Empire one.
Walking Dead as well has one.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Walking Dead has one. Boardwalk Empire one, great. Really well done. I can't speak for the other ones. They're probably just as well done, but I really like the Boardwalk Empire one. And you can check those out. Just go to AfterBuzzTV.com, and you'll see a nice little section. This is After Blogs. Click on that, go to your shows, read that stuff, and
comment.
I wanted to rhyme with something, but it would have been inappropriate. Let's do this. Okay.
So we didn't get to talk about. We talked about Quinn Batista and the payoff thing with the check. We talked a little bit about Isaac, but we didn't talk about the Isaac interrupting Dexter at lunch thing. And that was a great scene, mm-hmm. I must say.
Yes.
Very good scene.
So I thought it was funny how he calls the fries chips. That's such a European thing to do.
Yeah.
And he left him a little tip for the chips, so that was good.
How much was it? Did you see?
I think it didn't show, but it looked like it was just a dollar or something.
No, I think he dropped like a hundo.
Yeah,
you think so?
I bet he dropped like a lot of money, like just like, this is for the chip. Because Dexter's not going to be alive much longer if Isaac has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But that whole conversation, that whole setting, I love the chemistry, but like that sounds like they're in a relationship or something, but no, I love the chemistry between Isaac and Dexter.
It was really good, and that was the name of this episode. There's a lot of chemistry going on between all the players.
It's all coming together.
It is.
It's all part of the plan.
Oh, my gosh.
He won't hit the soundboard, so I got it.
That was good. I like that one. Okay, so, yeah, that was a really interesting conversation with and Dexter was being really reserved until it got to that point, and then he let out that line that you talked about earlier, and that was so powerful, and it sent a chill. You can visually see it go down Isaac Serco's face. It was just so amazing. Like, wow, this guy is so cold and calculated. He went there purposefully, and he did not expect Dexter to hit him like that.
Well, what was the thing he first said to Dexter? Do you remember?
Yeah, when he said, I have a feeling you're a different kind of animal.
No, not that. Right before Dexter delivers the line about how he killed Baskov, Isaac is like, well, I realized I was a little bit too much on vengeance, and it clouded my thinking and led me into a trap. It's like, literally, Dexter just pounded it right back into him, and it seems like his vengeance is going to lead him into another trap. I think that's some foreboding right there, foreshadowing, sorry.
Yes.
That Dexter's going to trick Isaac yet again. And
oh, please.
No. Okay. And it was Dexter really, I think it messed with him too when he said something like, yeah, we have a cartoon here in America with the coyote and that chases a roadrunner, and he still ends up with rocket shoes off a cliff.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to
say. Oh, okay.
That was nice.
I keep stealing your moments, Anna.
That's all right.
Sorry, Hannah and Anna.
We have a caller.
You can't see
on the line.
I would love to hear a caller right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Let's go ahead and patch him in, Martin.
You've been waiting so
caller,
long.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing? My name's Ray from New York.
Hey, Ray from New York.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray. What's your question, Ray?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the show tonight. I stumbled across your After Hours Buzz a couple of weeks ago, and I've been listening to the podcast, and I've really been hooked. You guys do a great job with your After Buzz, especially with Dexter here. But, I was really... someone mentioned earlier about how once the episode ended, it was like, oh, don't end now. And I was really like on the edge of my seat. And I think they really did a good job tonight. They opened up a lot of, exciting things that we get to look forward to in the upcoming episodes. And I think, it's a really great episode tonight.
What do you think of Deborah and Dexter's relationship now that Well, predicting wise, like, what do you think is going to happen between Hannah and Deborah and Dexter with this kind of like triangle thing going on?
Well, I actually think Deborah is a little jealous because of Dexter's relationship with Hannah, and I think my opinion is that Dexter is going to choose Hannah in the end. I believe.
Oh wow, that would be quite a twist if that happened.
That's what sex is all about. The show is, you know, throwing us twists all the time. So I mean, he really has it for us. So I think that's what he's going to do.
Okay, right on.
I'm gonna make a kind of a big predicting question. Do you think it's at all possible that in the end of the season, Dexter could be against Deborah?
I do. I mean, I don't think he would kill her. But just by looking at the coming attractions for next week, he's already telling Deborah that he can't kill her, and I think that's going to cause a little bit of a rift between the both of them there.
Yeah,
totally agreed.
Agreed. Yeah. Wow.
So. What did you think about Deborah actually asking him to make a kill? That was the first time we've heard her do that.
True, but I kind of saw something like that coming, because if you watched it in the first, beginning of the episode, the season, she was, like, totally against it. Then couldn't you kind of tell that she was kind of coming around a little bit by each episode, accepting it more and more? And I could see this happen, maybe not as soon as it did, but I thought by the time the season was over, she'd almost be on board and, well, maybe help him out. But that was before Hannah came around, and I see he does have, a partner now in a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So, Ray, how sloppy do you think Dexter has gotten this season?
Yeah, this isn't the old Dexter we've, got to know and love through over the years here. He's very sloppy this season, for sure, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like he's completely abandoning Harry's code. The code. Oh. And it's just going to lead to disaster, you know? But anyway.
I agree. I mean,
Ray, thank you.
Harry's like rolling over in his grave almost.
Yeah, seriously. And maybe we'll see that on the next episode. Maybe we'll see some Harry's anger coming out in his fictitious conversations.
Maybe some more Rudy.
Yeah, maybe. But Ray, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and having joining in the conversation. Yeah. And well, you should call back next week.
Oh, man, I think you'll be hearing from me every week. I love it.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks again, Ray.
Yeah, and we hope that everything's going well over there in New York, after Hurricane Sandy and everything. And I was actually checking out, I was looking at David Mack's Twitter, and he posted this really interesting story on from this site called BuzzFeed.com. And it's so amazing over there. Like, people are charging phones with, like, bikes out in the open, They have, like, fire that's available for people, and it's all free on the streets. It's really amazing how the New Yorkers are.
Well, yeah, I saw a viral picture.
Go ahead, Ray.
I was just going to say, yeah, they're really resilient, definitely, New Yorkers. I'm fortunate I live in upstate New York, like near the Saratoga area, and luckily we haven't really been hit by the hurricane, but I do have a lot of friends still that I keep in contact with down in the city, and I've been, hearing all that kind of stuff going on there.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks again for joining us, Ray. Let's go ahead and... Oh, we had some news and gossip, right?
No, I already went into it. It was the Mass Effect 3 thing. I didn't.
Oh, that was your news and gossip.
It was just a little bit. I told you it was like, for people who didn't know, they would know now.
Okay, well, I think mentioning that New York stuff connected to David Mack, because he was supposed to join us here on the show. I hope he makes his way over here. But I was checking out some Dexter news, and the Rubin Museum of Art actually had... they had Michael C. Hall over there, and he was partaking in a conversation on stage over at the museum. And this is in New York also, by the way. And he was talking with, who was this? Dutton. I think it's Kevin. Yeah, Kevin Dutton. He's a renowned psychologist. And he wrote about the fine line between a brilliant surgeon who lacks empathy and Hannibal Lecter who kills for pleasure. And they had our lovable serial killer, Dexter, a.k.a. Michael C. Hall, on stage to go ahead and talk about some of this stuff. So that was pretty interesting.
I have just like three things that I want to touch on before we wrap it up and go into predictions that we forgot to do in the show, and it's partially my fault because I wrote them down, but I forgot to go into them. One is just so like just to it's kind of more of a recap. With Hannah, we find out that she killed her husband because he wanted her to have the abortion because he didn't want a family. So that kind of shows a little bit more about her personality, that she kind of is, she's kind of, she has her humanity still. And well,
she wanted the dream with, I can never remember.
Wayne?
With Wayne, yes. She wanted the dream with him to go to the ranch in Argentina. And
yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so she has that. And then we forgot to mention La Guerta. And La Guerta being on to Dexter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was talking about the Barrels case, right?
Well, what's...
The Barrel Girls.
Yeah, she was talking about the Barrel Girls, and Deborah kind of pulls a La Guerta and tells La Guerta off and says, no, let's stop looking into this. And then towards the end of the episode, we see La Guerta kind of in her study with a bunch of papers in front of her trying to find things that match up, and she finds, I think, boat serial numbers.
Yeah, was it that's both? Right. That was really important. Yeah. She was looking at DMV reports.
I didn't want to forget that. And she finds the numbers match on a few of the different sites. And then she looks at one page that has, like, a highlighted number of all the agents who have boats, I think it was. Was it boats?
I think it was boats.
Yeah. 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 And they checked off. Yeah. She had already checked off Dexter's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dexter was highlighted, along with a lot of other agents, but Dexter was the closest one to Deb, and Deb was the one who just pissed her off recently. So I think... She's going to be a little bit more onto Dexter, so we're going to be taking it from four fronts on Dexter next episode.
Ouch.
Yep.
It's always happening. Everybody's hitting Dexter right now this season.
Yep. Well, I mean, they can't do much more than kill his wife.
No, they can't. They could kill his sister.
Well, Isaac, what are you going to do? Kill my wife?
Yeah, they kill Harrison.
All right. Well, that does it for our news and gossip stuff. Let's go ahead and move into predictions.
Oh, maracas.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions.
I heard.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So, I got some easy predictions. I think by the season's end, I got to modify this. By the season's end, Hannah is going to die. Or and she's going to die by Dexter's hands, or this would be crazy if this happened. I feel, but it hit me while I was writing this. What if Deb ends up killing her, and she ends up she ends up being a killer as well, and then her and Dexter have something more to share.
I could definitely see Deb killing her, because that kind of I kind of let my prediction out earlier, where I thought after seeing the trailer, I think that Deb is going to really get pissed off that he is, like, teaming up with Hannah now. And I think that's really going to crush her, because she's wanted him to open up for 7 seasons now to her, and he never has. And now the fact that he can have another connection with somebody else that's not her, I feel like it's just going to tip her over edge. So I actually kind of would actually like to see if Deb does kill Hannah.
So would I.
I like it.
Yeah.
Steven.
Okay, so I think that, of course, my prediction before that Deb will ask Dexter to kill Hannah, that came about. I still think Hannah's going to get kidnapped by Ukrainians. And I think Deb's going to kill Isaac, going to save Dexter, who gets taken by the Ukrainians while he goes to save Hannah. And I have a slight feeling, and this is going to be bad, and you're going to hate me for it.
What?
I think...
Share it with us.
I think Deb dies at the end of this season.
Ooh, that would be painful if she died.
I think Deb dies at the end of the season, honestly, because looking at how things are shaping up and the way Isaac described his pain and losing something that neither money nor power can buy.
He lost his lover.
I don't. You still don't know.
Victor.
We don't know.
It is still a guessing
her
game.
Lover
but
son.
I think either... I think Hannah's going to get kidnapped, but then he's going to have to choose between Hannah or Dex or Deb or something like that. I think Deb's either going to kill Isaac or Isaac's going to kill Deb. And it's going to be really tragic, and I'm going to be like, oh, why did the bitch have to die?
No. Oh, that sounded like that one lady that had the terrible crying tonight.
Oh, my God. Terrible acting. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anna?
I think that... Whatever Dexter injects into his victims...
M99
is a horse tranquilizer, right?
Yeah.
He, several seasons ago, he deleted himself from a list And it was part of Harry's code is to never erase evidence. But he was like, oh, I'm going to make an exception this time. I have a feeling that's going to resurface with LaGuardia digging around. So she's going to find that he's on that list as well as the boat list and start to put all the pieces together.
Oh, my goodness.
Too many lists.
I also predict, and this is going to just be a crazy prediction, that Hannah and Dexter will get married.
By next season, maybe.
By the end of the season, why not? End of the season marriage, we've done it before, why not?
Well, I think that about does it. We're out of our predictions there. Thanks for joining us, you guys, on our AfterBuzz TV episode wrap-up of Dexter. And yes, we wrapped it up nicely, just like Dexter does.
Yeah, but let's cut it back open and have sex with it. I'm sorry, that was...
Please join us next week. Same AfterBuzz time, same AfterBuzz place on AfterBuzzTV.com at 7 p.m. Usually we begin. I am your host, Sean Overman.
And I am JJ Jorgens.
Where can we find you?
Oh, yeah. You can find me at Sean_Overman on Twitter. That's the easiest way to find me. Where can we find you?
I'm at JJ Jorgens on Twitter or JJJorgens.com.
I'm saying inappropriate things. That's what I am.
Mr. Saying Inappropriate Things. Thank you very much.
Find him in jail next week.
Yeah. Cool. And I'm Anna Koppel. You can follow me at Koppel for Mayor, KoppelForMayor.
Awesome episode, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good night.
See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.